Hello?
Hello, sir. My name is Mary. I'm calling with opinion research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. I am not selling anything or I am not asking for a donation, sir. To start, how many years have you worked on the masonry industry?
Like 35 years.
Thank you so much. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Restoration.
Restoration, thank you. And on the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
Superintendent.
Thank you, sir. And just so you know, are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
I've been working all year.
Thank you so much. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Thank you. Yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there were in this time last year?
Fewer.
Thank you, sir. And do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same number?
Fewer.
Thank you. Yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
Yes.
Thank you. Yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
No. Okay. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I do know. Yes, it was.
Okay. And it was privately, state, or federal?
Federal.
Thank you, sir. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
There's going to probably be more.
Thank you, sir. Now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 or 3 years, it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
It's going to get worse.
Thank you, sir. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could be dust, air quality, COVID-19, fall risks, falling objects, heat or cold, language problems, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or no real safety concerns?
Careless people on the job.
Thank you, sir. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No.
Thank you. Please tell me if you have participated in the activity of a political canvassing in the past 12 months.
Can you repeat the message? You repeat it?
Yeah. If you have participated in a political canvassing in the past 12 months.
No.
Okay, and what about a union organizing?
No.
And a picketing?
No.
Thank you, sir. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Could you say regularly, occasionally, or never?
Very, occasionally.
Thank you, sir. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news could be, the options are online newspaper or print newspaper, the internet or social media, radio, local TV news, friends or neighbors, cable news. Which will be
internet.
The first one? Internet, okay. And after the internet, which will be the second one?
Probably through friends.
Okay. And after that, could be newspaper, radio, local TV news, or cable news?
I would say radio.
Okay. And the fourth one?
Local news.
Okay. And the last two are newspaper or cable news, which will be the next one. I'm sorry?
Cable.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Could be jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, support for labor unions, or something else?
Probably immigration right now.
Thank you, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
And would you say you seen, heard, or read a lot, some, or just a little?
Some.
Some. Thank you so much. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, or not so important, or not important at all, that all the federal elected officials support it?
I would say somewhat important.
Oh, okay. Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protection of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Could be the Democratic Party or Republican Party, the one that supports strongly?
Probably Republican.
Okay. And as you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, the United Auto Workers or GM, Ford, and Stellantis?
I would say GM, Ford.
Okay. I would just say somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done in the following areas. Let's start with his job as president overall. Would you approve or disapprove?
Probably disapprove right now.
Okay. What about the foreign affairs? Would you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Would you say strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Oh.
Thank you. And what about healthcare?
I'd probably approve on healthcare.
Okay. And would you say somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about support for labor unions? Do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Thank you, sir. What about immigration?
Disapprove.
And the economy?
Also disapprove.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove the way Congress is handling its jobs?
Yes.
So would you say somewhat or strongly approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
I know it is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you will not vote?
Oh, strongly. I would vote strongly.
Okay.
I agree, though.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
That one I will keep it a secret.
It's okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yeah.
Thank you. Turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you, sir. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Would you say excellent, good, fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. How could the union best improve its representation and service, in your opinion?
Well, there's a lot of ways. I work for a company that we do a lot of estimating.
Mm-hmm.
I would like them to attend the pre-bid because there's a lot of non-union companies that are permitted to bid now. And I don't think that's fair because we're bidding, you know, union companies against non-union companies.
Understand.
So the prices, I mean, way off. I mean, there's no comparison.
Understand. Thank you so much, sir. And what do you think the unions' top priority should be for the rest of the year, or what is the most important thing the union should be working on?
Non-union companies?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Would you say mail, text messages, union meetings, job site, email?
Probably email.
Thank you, sir. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Very rare. Well, you can almost say never.
Okay, thank you. And now I would like to ask you just a few questions for a statistical purpose, and we almost done, sir. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be Democrat or Republican?
I'll keep that one secret also.
It's okay, sir. But do you think of yourself as closer to the Democratic Party or the Republican Party?
Probably toward the Republican.
Thank you, sir. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race?
Latino.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir. And finally, just for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Yes, Jose.
Thank you so much, sir. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm already concluded the survey. Thank you for your kindness helping me with this question, sir. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Not a problem. Take care. Thank you.
You too, sir. Have a good day.